Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Later on this evening, we're going to be talking with Justin McElroy, the senior class president up at Canyon High School, about a baccalaureate speaker they've invited to the school, and the students are protesting the appearance of that speaker. Now, there's a news story. We're going to be talking with Mr. Lloyd Bonafide. Mr. Bonafide is a Korean War veteran. Later on, we'll be talking with R.C. Collins, who's a cadet at the Bradley Military Academy. In Vancouver, Canada, young Americans who dodged the Vietnam War draft by coming to Canada, as you know, created quite an international situation back in those days. They are organizing what is going to be a reunion, a four-day Our Way Home peace event and reunion in July in Vancouver. And they had a media event just the other day to show the media a clay likeness of a 2.7-meter bronze statue that is going to commemorate the draft, so-called draft dodgers during the Vietnam era. Mr. Bonafide, are you there?
Yes, sir, right here.
All right. Where are you right now?
Phil, we are at the Joshua Tree National Monument, which is approximately 5 miles to the north of the Coachella Valley Palm Springs. And we have been here for the last 3 days organizing a number of individuals to travel to Vancouver on the... I don't know the exact date, if you have the date there.
No, I don't. It's just in July. But you'll be going to Vancouver in July, right?
Yes, we most certainly will, Mr. Hendry, because we feel that the time has come that Americans stand up and protest. If you can imagine a reunion and celebration of cowards is what it is. There's no other word for an individual that dodges his responsibility to the country. And we will be going there in protest.
Now, what these people who dodged the draft? It was a completely different war, the Vietnam War.
Well, in what respect, sir? Because you see,
The war was a very historically the war is viewed as a mistake by this country.
Well, be that as it may, there were a lot of young men who went over there and gave their lives. Now, I'm a Korean War veteran, United States Naval Korean War veteran. I saw it myself. And whether or not you agreed with that war, there were a lot of young men who took the place of these. It hurts me to call them draft dodgers because, as far as I'm concerned, they're lower than, if you'll pardon my language, they're lower than whale dung. They are the lowest thing on the...
All right, well, hold on. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bonafide, are you traveling to Vancouver with other veterans?
We are trying at present to organize a group of veterans, and we did have some success. But this is going to be an action. If you're familiar, it's an action. It's not just a protest. It's an action.
In what way?
What's that?
In what do you mean an action?
We will be traveling to the city of Vancouver when these individuals have their draft dodger. You know,
love-in is what it is.
Draft dodger love-in or whatever they want to have. We will be there with Vietnam-issue weapons. And we will have with us blank cartridges. Now, let me tell you about this, because a gentleman by the name of Bodie Powell, who was a very dear friend of mine in the Navy, and Dick Steelworth is also a good friend of mine, his next-door neighbor, and was a D-Day. And he said you can get blank cartridges for these weapons. Now, what we intend to do is go to this protest, go to this reunion of draft dodgers, and we will fire these weapons, only they've got blanks in them. And it'll put the fear of Christ right down to their, you know, we used to say right down to their walking shoes, you know.
And let me get this straight here. You're going to go to Vancouver to the reunion of draft dodgers, the Vietnam War draft dodger reunion, and you're going to fire Vietnam issue weapons?
Yeah, that is correct. The M14, which was standard issue, the United States Marine Corps, during the Vietnam era. And we will have blank cartridges. Now, this is a semi-automatic weapon, don't you know? and we'll have the blank cartridges. And when these peaceniks and all of these peace freaks and whatever you want to call them, I've got stronger words for them.
I understand, sir.
And when they get together and have their little, and they hold their hand, whatever these people are going to do, we'll start firing these weapons, and they'll think that Jesus has returned to earth to claim their souls. Now, I will tell you, I left a lot of buddies over in Korea.
I understand it, sir, and I'm not debating that.
And I'll tell you something else. I know exactly what a Chinese communist soldier looks like, shot through the head with an M1. And if any of these people think that I, as a war veteran, I've got to take and let them...
Hold on. I just want to ask you a question, if I could.
All right. But I've got to get... We've got a campfire going.
I understand. Let me just ask you this question. You fire off blank rounds? Is that what my understanding? So you're going to be firing... Are you going to be pointing these weapons at people so they can see them?
We will point these weapons directly at people, yes. And
now, blank cartridges are not entirely safe, right? I mean...
Well, if you're holding the barrel of the weapon to your head, they have a concussive effect, yes.
In fact, there was a story of an actor here in Hollywood many years ago who was fooling around with a gun that had a blank cartridge in it, put it to his head, and he died.
Well, it'll bruise you. There's no doubt about it. It'll bruise. I mean, I said to a buddy of mine who had one of these, I said, stick... You're going to think I'm crazy, but I wanted to know the effect. I said, stick the barrel right into my belly. And he said, well, I said, go ahead, get it right up in there. And he let it go. I had a bruise the size of a it was about a, like an Australian rules football size bruise right around my crotch. And
All right, I understand. Our number here is 1-800-449-8686. That's a pretty dangerous thing to do, isn't it?
What's that?
Have a guy fire even with a blank cartridge?
Well, I wanted to know the effect, but the point is these will have blanks in them. Now, when you get a bunch of peace freaks together, there's one thing they don't want to hear, and that's the firing of a weapon. Because the peace freak, you know, he's all about peace. But if you fire a weapon off as if you're in a combat area, well, guess what? He doesn't know whether to flip or fall in it. He is completely out of his element. And
what is the point of this, though, sir? You know, this is a reunion of individuals who were Vietnam protesters. They had been called up. They decided to dodge this induction. They went to Canada. The war ended, and there's agreement even today, historically, that this was an unpopular and a war that was very difficult to explain to the American people. What is the point here?
The point, Mr. Henry, is simply this, to show the American people and the Canadian people what a pack of cowards these people are, that when you fire blanks at them, you understand what I'm saying? When you fire a blank at them, they don't know whether to flip or fall in it. And if I were one of these peace dodgers, I would be ashamed of myself letting seven shades of you-know-what run down my leg after a guy fires a cap gun.
Well, they're not exactly... If you're holding an M14 rifle and you're pointing it at a guy, isn't it reasonable for that individual to assume you're going to shoot him?
It may be. If it's me, I adapt, I overcome, I make my move. You know, if it's some peace, I can't even say the word.
Let's just call them draft dodgers if you want.
If it's a draft dodger and he sees it, he won't know what to do because he's not familiar with the combat situation. And then it'll be in all the newspapers and on the internet web areas that these peace freaks are a bunch of pants staining, running home to their mama. And they wouldn't know which side of a rifle a bullet come out of if you put it in their mouth. You know, crybabies.
I understand you feel strongly about this. It's a very, very unusual kind of protest.
Well, it is, Mr. Henry, but we feel a very strong statement is needed.
By going to this draft dodger reunion in Vancouver, Canada, in July... And firing M14s with blanks in them, you're hoping to scare the participants and to show them up to be cowards.
Yeah, it's exactly correct. And I was talking to Nuki Powell and another very good friend of mine, Nudgee Olson. These are all guys I was in the Navy with. And they said to me, You know, they said, bona fide, man, you've stepped in it again. This is a great idea, and everyone's enjoying it. No one gets hurt.
What about a heart attack? What about the possibility of a cardiac arrest? What about...
From what?
From this weapon going off.
Oh, in the name of the sweet Savior, are you trying to tell me? I was in... I never saw a guy die because... Oh, you know, you die because you got shot. But
no, but these are people, as you said, are not familiar with this kind of situation. These are just civilians. And
well, it'll show what a pack of cowards they are and how they disgrace the country. And I'll tell you right now, I can't wait to get up there, point an M14, and I hope that there's... I can only hope that there's some media celebrity. You know, it'd be a wonderful thing if the individual... What's this guy over here? The Hollywood actor, you know.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Any one of those guys, I'd like to point an M14 at him and watch him just shoot a load street level. And there it is. George Clooney craps himself. I'm going to tell you, I would give all the money I've got and the rest of my life just to see that on the front page. Because, Mr.
All right. Hold on. Just a second.
It's very important.
I understand, sir. Hold on. 1-800-449-8668. You ever heard of a protest like this? This is not an anti-war protest. This is a protest. He is going to travel with other veterans, I understand, to Vancouver, July. Can we get a date on this, Bud?
Yeah, I'll look for it. I'm not sure.
Thank you. In July sometime, when there will be a reunion of Vietnam-era war draft dodgers, a group of veterans are going to go up there with M14s and blank cartridges and start firing them at this group of people. Blanks. Nobody will get shot, and what he's hoping to do is embarrass these people and show them up for, quote, the cowards that they are, unquote. It's very interesting. We'll be talking more with Mr. Lloyd Bonafide. He's a U.S. Navy veteran. He's a retired heating and plumbing executive from Alhambra, California. Also, R.C. Collins, a Bradley Military Junior Cadet. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Fattier than seven shades of your favorite dung.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I just want some Sanka.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with me is Lloyd Bonafide. We'll be talking with R.C. Collins in a moment. You guys are going to Vancouver next month to stage a protest at a reunion of Vietnam-era draft dodgers. Now, you know that there's going to be children at this.
Yes, sir, we're aware of that.
There's going to be children at this reunion of so-called draft dodgers. They're not calling it a draft dodger reunion. They're calling it...
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm sure they found some fancy name to legitimize this meeting of individuals who shirked their responsibility to their country. But we call it a meeting of draft dodgers, a meeting of cowards, whether it was 40 years ago or 30 years ago. You know, we had the same kind of monkeys in Korea during the Korean War. There were guys that didn't want to go then because what had happened is... many of these individuals came back from the war in the Pacific and it brought back with them at that time something that we know today as marijuana. And a lot of these guys come back from the war in the Pacific and they began to experiment with this and this began to go into, San Francisco and this nonsense. Now, by the time of the Korean War, you had a lot of these younger people smoking all of this nonsense, and they don't want to go to war. Now,
but my question, sir, is there's going to be children at this reunion of draft dodgers, and you guys are going to be there with M14s firing blanks.
That is correct.
Even with the children there.
Well, Mr. Henry, the children are not going to be hurt because they're blanks. You understand?
But the fear that they...
Well, I think the parents that brought them there should have thought of that in the first place. What makes these individuals think that they're going to go up to Canada or any other country up there and say, hey, I'm a draft dodger, look at me, and let's have a little coffee clutch as if there's nothing wrong with it. Well, I got big news for them. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Henry. You ever heard of a cap gun?
Certainly.
Kids play with them all the time.
Right. Now, the cap gun is different. It's a little...
No, it's like children are more familiar with the sound of a blank cartridge going off than an adult. When we fire these weapons at these draft dodgers, we will show them to be the cowards they are, because they'll hit the deck and they'll smell like a fertilizer factory while they do it, while their children are standing there going, "Hey, Daddy, hey, Mommy, it's only a cap gun." And won't they feel like the dumbass when that happens? So this is...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I just think that with kids there... and the possibility of elderly people.
Mr. Henry, I'm 79 years of age, and you could fire a cap gun or a blank next to my ear an inch away, and I'll just reach for another cup of coffee and another egg salad sandwich.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to get R.C. Collins on in a moment with us. Let's talk to Gil. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Gil.
Yeah, I'm a Vietnam veteran. And I'm also a Desert Storm veteran.
What's that?
I'm outraged.
Say that again, sir. I didn't hear it.
I said I served 14 months in Vietnam, and I also served in Desert Storm. And I'm
what branch of the service, sir?
I was in the Air Force.
Uh huh.
And I am outraged at what you're saying now.
Now come on, you put your ass on the line. These guys are going up there and saying,
I put my ass on the line. Yeah, sure I did. But that doesn't give you the right to go out and start firing weapons at people.
They've got blank cartridges in them. Blank.
How do they know that? How do they know that?
I bet
you're going to be firing these weapons. These guys are middle-aged, 70 years old, and then they're going to have a heart attack. All I can say is I'm going to call the Canadian police and the Mounties.
There's nothing we're doing that's illegal. Nobody's getting hurt.
It's illegal for you to bring a weapon into Canada.
Who says I'm bringing them in? Who says I'm bringing them in?
Do you have a contact up there?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Do you have a contact up there, sir, that has these weapons?
Wouldn't you like to know?
All right, so you're going to obtain these weapons in Canada. You get the blank cartridges up there?
Mr. Henry, I'm not here to be indicted. I'm indicting individuals, and this well-meaning gentleman is a veteran, and he's got his head so turned around by these peace nicks. I bet you're one of these veterans that thinks the whole thing in Iraq is a load of hooey, too.
I'm not saying I do. I think we're okay in being in there, because that's a whole different kind of war.
A lot of you guys
that
got soft,
that wasn't
you know?
Vietnam. That was not Vietnam. Vietnam was a wrong war. It was a lousy-ass war.
A lot of you guys got stuffed, you know.
Let's not indict this man. He's a veteran. He's talking about the fact...
A lot of the flyboys don't know about close combat arms. And a lot of them...
Those guys, didn't you carry sidearms, sir?
Sir, let me tell you something right now.
Uh-huh.
I was in the Tet Offensive of 1969. I was in a base camp outside of Cincinnati.
Were you flying over it, taking pictures?
He was in a base, he said.
I was killing about quite a few number of guys who tried to overrun the base. There were 59 people on my section. 12 of us survived.
Did they run out of airplanes?
Don't come up with that crap that I'm a softie.
Wait a second.
I just outraged at what you're trying to do, and I am going to call the police in Canada to make sure they stop you at the border.
Look, no guy wearing a Smokey the Bear hat with those big balloons. Here's the thing.
The RCMP are the Federal Police of Canada. It's like screwing with the FBI. You go up, and they don't wear Mountie hats.
The hell they do.
You got a lot of those guys are in business suits, just like an FBI agent. If they find you and it's a violation of Canadian federal law, you'll go to jail.
And I hope they do.
And let me tell you something. I go to jail, and draft dodgers are up there having themselves an egg salad sandwich and Kool-Aid and what have you. Do you think that's right?
What the hell business is of yours?
What business is it of mine? I'm a veteran, and I don't like draft dodgers and peace sticks going up with their egg salad and their covered dishes.
They're in Canada. They're not here.
Right, they're in
Canada.
So
what's the difference?
A lot of these Canadians try to tell us how to live our lives and what, you know.
You're so full of it, it ain't funny. I'm going to tell you right now, you are so full of it, it ain't funny. I'm not a peacenik. I'm a veteran. I retired from the Air Force. I served in Vietnam. I fought in the Tet Offensive.
But I think
it's outrageous what you're doing.
What's the big deal with firing off blank cartridges and watching a few of them squirt a little bit? What's wrong with that?
Everything is wrong. That first of all, you're going into Canada. You're going into another country.
Well, that is wrong. You're right about that.
All right, hold on, gentlemen. 1-800-449-8686. These guys are going to go up to Canada, go to a draft dodger reunion, and fire blanks from M14s to scare the people. 1-800-446. What's our number? 1-800-449-8686. Sorry.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me from the Joshua Tree National Monument. Are you, you're out there camping? And
We're out here camping, Phil, going through a weapons protocol, checking gear and so forth. As I said, the weapons we will acquire in Canada, we will have blank cartridges.
Now, tell me, there's another phase to this. These gentlemen are veterans who are going to go to Canada on the day of a Draft Dodger reunion. It's called Our Way Home Peace Event and Reunion in July. And they're going to be firing at these people with M14s with blanks in them. Now, what is Unleashing Charlie?
All right, let me tell you about Unleashing Charlie. This is the brainchild of a guy by the name of Jack Evans, who was a bunkmate of mine in the Navy. Now, Unleashing Charlie utilizes Nguyen and his brother Nguyen. These are two Vietnamese reenactors from Garden Grove, California. And they play the part of... you know, a guy we used to know, we used to call, I don't know, maybe you've heard of him, his name's Charles, better known as Charlie.
You know, all right, so they're Viet Cong?
They're Viet Cong reenactors.
Viet Cong reenactors. You're bringing these guys with you?
Well, they're going to meet us there. Now, in the middle of this little peace draft dodger gathering, guess what? A firefight breaks out between the veterans that are there and the Viet Cong reenactors, and suddenly you've got hundreds of these draft dodgers who thought they were going to go up there and have themselves a glass of Diet Coke and a kielbasa or whatever they do, and they've got Charlie running through their little picnic. Now, I will tell you this. The Viet Cong did not wear uniforms. They were the underground resistance, so they look just like a guy. They look like your average guy selling cabbage. They look like one of these guys. I don't know if you've ever been out to the farmer's market, but so many of the Vietnamese these days are wonderful bok choy farmers.
And all right, I understand that, sir. So you're saying that...
Well, they'll be dressed as civilians.
So in the middle of this peace reunion, you guys are going to be firing off M14s with blanks, and will these other...
They'll be having Chinese-issued rifles with blanks. You better believe it. And these peacenicks are going to know what it's like to be in the middle of a firefight and will show themselves to be the cowards that they are. Now, Mr. Hendry, we feel that there has never been a pro-U.S. demonstration and pro-military demonstration with as much imagination as this one. And when we get done with these draft dodgers in Canada, their faces will be on the cover of every magazine in the world and little brown crap puddles. God.
All right, sir. I understand. All right. 1-800-449-8686. We'll take in phone calls here. Also, we'll be speaking with a cadet from Bradley Military Academy, R.C. Collins. Debbie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a comment for you. I was coming home from work listening to this radio station, and I am appalled at what I heard. I understand.
Are you a veteran of the military, ma'am?
No, sir, I am not. And I understand that you did a service for our country, and I appreciate that, and so does everyone else.
Thank you very much.
But when you incite a riot and you get little children of this country hurt on purpose, when you purposely do that...
No, we're not hurting them,
ma'am.
Are
you not
contradicting
what you went to fight for this country for?
The guns have blanks in them, so no one's getting hurt.
Sir, excuse me.
Number two...
Excuse me. When they start running and... quote, poop on themselves,
there may be a
as
panic.
You said they did, and they have their young children with them. Are these children not going to be trampled in a...
Do you think their parents should have thought about that before they brought them up to Canada to make a mockery out of these poor little kids wetting their pants when Charlie goes running all over the top of them?
These are innocent children who do not have a choice. Their parents are taking them there.
Yes.
The children are not old enough to make this decision for themselves.
Exactly.
And that is what you went to fight for this country
for. They should have stayed home.
To protect the United States children.
Ma'am, these draft dodgers...
You are doing just the opposite.
These are the parents. Their parents are draft dodgers who would not protect them.
The parents are adults like you, sir, who can make decisions on their own. These children are not adults yet.
The other thing I
want
to can I jump in and say something? A lot of these kids would be grandkids of these draft dodgers because the draft dodgers themselves have got to be in their late 50s and early 60s.
So what is your point, sir?
My point is that they would be the children of the children. So You see it?
As long as you're saying the sons and daughters of these draft dodgers go up there, too?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So, in other words, two generations of gutless wonders go to Canada, and I'm supposed to start squirting a few for some little tiny baby is the caller there.
Let me do that, okay?
You want me to start squirting a few raindrops from my good left eye because you've got some little... The kids are going to be fine. What we're trying to do is the lady's name Debbie?
Yes.
All right. Rhonda, what we're trying to do...
The lady's name is Debbie.
Yes, sir. What we're trying to do is show these draft dodgers up for the gutless wonders they are.
And if we're lucky, they lose their bud. My point is that most people that have gone to these wars, when they come back, they don't gloat over the people they killed. We understand you did our country a great service, but most people are very upset of what they had to do, killing all these people. And you're coming back
I'd like to know who you're talking about, because every guy I talked to who was in Korea loved the hell out of killing Chinese. Killed them by the bushel. Killed them by the bundle.
Okay, and, you get little children.
Yeah, we're talking about children hurt at this demonstration.
That you all are going to do that you're so proud of, I hope you can sleep at night. Obviously, you will be able to.
Well, ma'am, you asked these draft dodgers if they could sleep at night while they ran to Canada and hid under someone's bed.
I know that.
While another boy went to their place.
They did not do our country a very good service by doing that.
Right.
But you're totally off on another ball field. You're still trying to fight a war that's been over forever, and you're going to get young, innocent children hurt.
Ma'am, I'm not. What do you mean I'm on a ball field someplace? I'm right here on my home park. Okay, I'm right here. I understand where the dugouts are, and I know how far it is to straightaway center. Those guys in Canada are on another ball field. They're on a Canadian football field, 55 yards, and 11, 12 players. Jesus H.
Watch your language, will you?
Well, let me tell you something. It wilts my permanent to hear a young lady like this who's a good American, and I'm not going
to
hurt a little tiny baby.
I think there's better ways to get your message across than firing blank automatic weapons, scaring.
Yeah, scaring
people.
It's gonna cause panic among innocent people.
Exactly.
Yeah, people who may not have had.
Well, who else is gonna be at some peacenik rally? Who's gonna be at some gathering of gutless? They ought to call it the GWA, the Gutless Wonders of America, meeting in Canada. Is she laughing? Yeah, there you go. See. You can laugh all you want. When I get done firing an M14 at these people, they're going to be shuffling all the way home because guess what? No toilet paper out in the middle of a park.
That's my point exactly. They're going to be shuffling over top of each other. People are going to get hurt, and there are going to be children there.
That's a good point.
You've already said there will be children there, and they will be hurt too.
Well,
that's my point.
I think we're going back and forth. But Mr. Bonafide, if you do not understand what this lady's point is...
I think their parents should have thought of that before they carted them up to Canada to have some big block party celebrating what a bunch of GD gutless.
All right, sir.
Adults don't always make good decisions.
Right.
It's our responsibility as adults to protect the children of this country.
Know, there's nothing the Chinese
that's what our freedom is all about.
Hellish is listening to this woman. Talking about...
I got her on the line. She can hear you.
Forgive me, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Hold on for just a minute, Debbie. We're going to take a quick break, then we'll go to our longer break. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I got to ask Mr. Bonafide to watch his language, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, when am I going to get off with this woman?
She's going to be off after the next break.
Well, she's driving me out of my mind with that boring... I just think everything is like, you know, right.
All right. We're back. Any final comments? Debbie?
No, I think this man is just so proud of himself that he is such a redneck.
Well, you're a wonderful woman, and I really like you a lot.
Yeah, bull crap. That's not what you said.
But
who's that, some guy in a wheelchair sitting behind you?
No, that's not.
Yeah.
That's
I bet you that's
son.
The guy that wrote that song. You ever heard that song? Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. Well, it's about a guy sitting in a wheelchair while you paint your face up like Bozo the Clown. Forget it.
Debbie, thank you. Mr. Bonafide, you're not stating your case very well.
What is so funny, sir?
What do you mean, Ruby?
You never heard that song.
I've heard the song. It's a lovely song. It's a poignant song.
Yes, it is. It goes, You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, I've got a Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Debbie, don't take your ass to town. Something like that.
All right, 1-800, it's a sad song to be sung by that guy. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Lloyd Bonafide with us on the plan that he has and other veterans to go to a reunion of draft dodgers in Canada in July and fire at them with M14s with blank cartridges and also with Viet Cong reenactors stage some kind of a firefight. So they'll have Vietnamese-Americans there dressed as Viet Cong. They'll be firing at them. The whole thing's taking place in the middle of what is going to be billed as our Way Home peace event and reunion in July. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm ready to eat my own guts.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And the song Ruby is going to be a good one, too.
All right, R.C. Collins has joined Lloyd Bonafide. R.C., you're a...
he's a military commander.
Well, let me just ask him, sir. Where are you from, R.C.?
Yes, sir, I'm from Alhambra. I'm from Altadena, California, Bradley Military Academy, Mr. Bonafide. And he knows the song, Ruby, don't take...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Kara. Kara, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
The song
Ruby
myself,
Don't Take Your Love to Town is about a woman who's a slut. That's
Iraq.
All.
Yeah, hold on.
And, okay.
Say that again, Kara. You just got back from Iraq?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
I just finished my second tour of duty over there, and going up to scare a bunch of draft dodgers isn't going to do any good. It's hateful. These people.
It'll make them look like the cowards that they are when they squirt a few and leave a little green puddle, and all of
okay.
a sudden...
Sir, please let me finish.
Let's
real
let this
quick.
Woman talk, okay?
Forgive me, dear. I honor your service to our country, but I can't. While you're over there, and then these guys are in Canada having a tuna salad sandwich.
Go ahead, Kara.
My biggest point is the fact that all you're going to do is spread hate. Things like this, going up to fire some blanks. I have family members who were in Vietnam who were Marines. I have family members who I never met because they died in Vietnam. These individuals, I have family members who have flashbacks when they hear M14 rounds going off. We have a, you know, they hear rounds going off and they flash back.
You know
That's
that I know, I've got a buddy in the Navy, when he heard the M1 go off, he would have this, excuse me for saying this, you're a lady, but he would have an orgasm. That was his flashback.
Well, that's just as mentally diseased as anything else.
Everyone flashes back in a certain way, but you know what? Draft dodging at that time wasn't anything new. You went to college, you dodged the draft. All of a sudden, the intellectual level of the United States went up because people didn't go to the war.
Mr. Henry,
you
can
want
I
to talk about
something?
Draft dodgers? Go talk to half of the Senate and the Congress.
Mr.
These
Henry, can
are
I say something?
Together.
Right, hold on. Hold on, Kara. What, R.C.?
I wanted to ask the lady. I'm a military cadet at Bradley Military Academy, ma'am. My name's R.C. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, R.C.?
I'm fine. Do you know about the song, Ruby, Don't Take It to Town?
Yes, I've heard the song.
Okay, in it, a Vietnam veteran has been in a wheelchair because of fire he received. And then his wife goes out and sells her body. What do you think about that?
What's that got to do with what we're talking about, man?
Thank you, Phil.
What?
The young man's talking about...
Hold on, Kara, go ahead.
First of all, that song is a song. It's like any other thing.
Yeah,
it's so completely off-topic about draft dodging.
No, but see, he didn't dodge the draft. He's in a wheelchair on account of enemy fire. Now his wife is there, and she goes, yeah, I think I'll go out with a draft dodger and get a steak dinner.
What do you think about that? The poor man's in a wheelchair, and Ruby is going out to have a steak dinner at Stuart Anderson's with some gutless...
All right, now
you're calling these people gutless. You know what? They're all, you know, my father served in the National Guard.
God bless him.
He never had to go directly over there. A lot of people said because his because his unit didn't get called up, that they didn't have any guts. They had much guts having to go and stand
of
there and fight
people
did. They knew.
I'm talking about these guys that went up to Canada and blew weed and took handfuls of LSD and partied with Canadian women while our boys are over there in Vietnam. And what did they get for their trouble? They get carted back in a wheelchair so their wife can go out and have a steak dinner at Stuart Anderson's in clown makeup.
Okay, congratulations. We are talking
exactly.
about one
Carol,
individual
hold on.
Case.
Hold on. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Cara, I apologize. You go ahead. You have the last few seconds here. Go ahead.
Okay. My last point
here. Get a load of this. George McGovern.
Will you shut up and let this lady talk? Go ahead.
My last point is very simple. All this is going to do, all this is going to do is spread a little bit of hate and make you feel better for about 15 seconds. You have yet to say anything new this evening. You said the same thing. You're going to go up there and make them scared a little bit. Congratulations. Take them to a horror movie. You'll cause less trouble that way.
Well, ma'am, do you know that George McGovern's going to be speaking at this thing? A pansy poet socialist. Oh, man. You know that guy Vito that got killed the other night on Sopranos? Talk about a pool cue with chalk on it.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for